The sermon this morning is on the parable of the seed and the soils. I did some checking in my records. The last time I preached on this particular parable, I've studied it many times. I've read it in the Bible over the years. I've been in small groups that have discussed it. I've used it on Wednesday evening in our Wednesday and You program. But the last time I preached on this particular passage was 43 years ago. When I was 15 years of age, the pastor in our home Presbyterian church asked me when he was on vacation to do the preaching and fill in for him. And the first sermon I preached on a Sunday morning was, "Let's Kill the Giants." And of course, it was on David and Goliath, one of my favorite stories. But the second sermon that evening, we had two services in those days, morning and evening. The second one was on the four quarters of the Christian life. And I was a big football player, thought so at least, and I used this parable for the evening service. So anyway, it's been a long time since I've traveled with this one, and so here goes. The scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 13. I'm reading the first nine verses of chapter 13. This is one of those passages that Jesus tells the parable, and then because the disciples are sort of thick, he tells them what it means and interprets it. And so listen, in chapter 13 of Matthew, the first nine verses go like this. "The same day Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the lake. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, 'Listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell upon the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen." And then moving down to verse 18, Jesus actually explains the parable he's just told. "Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. That is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on the rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while, and when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among the thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. Let us pray in silence as we come to the message. O Lord, scatter your good word in all of our lives this morning. In Christ's name, amen. Well, the farmer or the sower in this parable is obviously God. It could be Jesus, who is scattering the seed all over the place. That was much of his ministry, preaching and teaching and going about sharing stories with many people. And in this parable, seeds are being thrown where you would not think of planting any seeds. There is plenty of good seeds being thrown all around. The problem with the growth of the seed in this story is the soil. As we begin, I want us to remember that the word humus, which refers to soil, and the words human and the words humble, I find it interesting, all of those words, humus, human, and humble, they all come from the same root word. I was thinking about this and reminded that in the spring of the year when we begin Lent on Ash Wednesday, we come and have ashes imposed upon our head or our hands. And in that service, the leader says, as that takes place, you are from dust, and to dust you shall return. It's a very humbling experience to do that. Well, there's another way to understand this. The truth is that we are all made from dust, but a special kind of dust. We're made from stardust. Our earth, you see, is a fragment of an exploded star. So you and I, we are made of the dust of the earth that has been fashioned by stardust to make us God form, as you read the Genesis account, the heavens and the stars and all that there is. And later, we were made from that dust of the stars. In any case, notice in Jesus' parable, we are the soil in the story. We are the soil that is to receive God's abundant, gracious, powerful word of the kingdom. And perhaps this is why it was discouraging to Jesus and his inner disciple, his inner circle, that those who heard the word did not respond perhaps as they would have wanted, perhaps loving God and loving one another more than they did. Some of his audience, they just listened and they had blank looks. Some of them missed the point altogether, which perhaps led Jesus in many of the parables to not only tell them, but then to go back and explain them or pull his disciples off to the side and say to them, this is what this means. And he did that on a number of occasions. I'm thinking this morning, I talked to a teacher just as school started this year, a high school teacher, in fact, and the teacher said that she looked over her classroom and looked at all the students in the room and just said, oh God, help me. And then I said to her, you know, that really is a prayer. That's a prayer that something you teach and something you say will get through. Perhaps Jesus said that, oh God, help me. Sometimes we likely feel that way about our world. After 2,000 years, we are still killing each other. Have you noticed? We're moving toward war, it seems, or at least closer to war in the Middle East. Poverty rules many countries, and we are poisoning our oceans with plastic. Our inhumanity to others should make us weep, and many times it does. I know some friends who are discouraged to the point of cynicism about the shape of our world. And so they say, you know, Pastor, after all these years, why hasn't the kingdom of God, why hasn't it broken in more? Or why hasn't God's rule transformed the world into a better place? That's a good conversation for a Christian education class. The problem, I would answer, is not the seed, it's the soil. I have an acquaintance that I see very rarely, but when I do see him, we have this wordplay that takes place every time. He'll say to me, well, Pastor, how's business going? And I'll say, well, my business is good. As you know, sin is on the rise. It's always a bull market, isn't it, when it comes to spiritual neglect? It is. And so this morning, let's get personal, because that's what this parable does. It meddles with our lives to the point in which it may make us uncomfortable. The parable points to four types of soil, four types of humus. First, there is the hardened soil. Some of the seed landed on packed down walkways, perhaps like a golf cart path that's been ridden over so many times, there's nothing but that hard clay earth, impenetrable, no way through for the seed. Jesus' message, when scattered there, cannot take root, it cannot grow. Perhaps we could say it's because the person may have a closed mind. Perhaps they've become cynical about the faith or about the church. Perhaps they are successful and just refuse to listen, believing they can go it on their own. Or perhaps there's another person who is living a life which is morally impure. If he or she were to take Jesus at his word with what they are to do in their life, they would be required to change. And for some people, that's just too costly. That's too hard. It is often easier not to come to church and not to come and listen. We say about someone, you know, when I talk to them, it's like talking to a brick wall. Do you know anyone like that? Is that you? Well, another good seed, we're told, was flung out there on shallow soil. Now, this is the layer of sin, a thin soil, perhaps that covers a rock shelf. Perhaps it reminds us of folks whose faith is very emotional at the beginning, and they're ready to change the world because of their faith. But the emotion wears off, and the Word of God then cannot take root when the emotion fades. It fizzles out. The story goes, there was one little girl who was spending the night with a friend, and her grandmother met her at her friend's church in order to pick her up after that sleepover. And the little girl noticed that in her friend's church, people were literally jumping up and down in worship as an expression of their faith. And the Presbyterian grandmother said to the little girl, her granddaughter, "Lucy, remember, it's not how you jump that counts. It's what happens when you come down." You see, if there is no strength, if there is no endurance in your faith, then the seed will not be nurtured and it will not survive. It will not grow. For some, their faith is superficial because they have never examined it in the light of the Bible or theology. So when trouble comes, they have this shallow sort of faith that's not been tested or studied, and it can't hold up. Is that perhaps someone here this morning? Then once again, there is this wonderful scattering of the seed. It's going everywhere, but this time it falls on thorny soil. What kind of soil is thorny soil? Perhaps it has weeds in it, and the weeds smother out anything that tries to grow. I tried this spring. I love cucumbers, and I thought when I was passing through Home Depot, I picked up a bunch of cucumber seeds, and I put out a lot of soil next to the house in this area where I've grown things before, and I just scattered the seed everywhere. And every so often, I would go out and look, is anything growing? And I'll have you know, just the other day, I took my weed eater and I cut down the whole thing because it was smothered in grass and in weeds. Oh, there were some pretty leaves that may have wanted to have become cucumbers, but they never survived. It's like someone has said, who plants a garden and leaves a space for the weeds? I did. The weeds take over every time if you're not careful in your life. Have you ever heard someone say, there's so much to do and there's so little time? That's true. Getting through school, getting married, setting up a home, perhaps in time we will open up our lives to God leading and growing in faith. But then there comes work, perhaps promotions, clubs to join, games to be played, sports to watch. Sports on Sunday morning at 11 take place, and there's money to be made and traveling to be to do. And you say, oh, Pastor, there's nothing wrong with all of these things, is there? And the answer is, of course not. But even the things that are good can crowd out that which is best for us. Every time. And that's why Jesus had some harsh words that he once taught. He said, in fact, if you love your father and mother or brother and sister more than me, then you are not ready for the kingdom. He said that. Even family and business need to take their proper place below loyalty to Christ. Wow. How many of us can identify with life jammed up with so many things? Well, have you noticed there are three soils that I've mentioned so far? Are you any one of these three soils? The answer I want to share with you is no person, no church, no community is always one sort of soil. It is very likely, indeed highly likely, that some of the time we are all of these. There are times in which we're hard heads, hard-headed. There are times in which some of us are superficial soil. And there are times when we are simply distracted by so many things. We can be all three. The good news of this parable is that there are other times that Jesus mentions. And so he saved the best soil for last to tell about in the story. I'm glad he did. He said, some seed falls on the good receptive soil, and that makes for growth and life. Yes, I want to say, eureka, growth. And I have known growth in my faith and life, and I know you have as well. It's a wonderful occasion when that takes place. It is growth. As a person of faith, when you read the Bible and you see yourself in a story and you say, oh, I'm that prodigal son this week, or I'm the elder son this week and I'm jealous because of my parents' love for my sibling. Or you might read the Old Testament story and read about King Saul and go, I'm just like King Saul. I have all those jealousies just like he did of David. Or you might read about Peter in the New Testament and say, you know, there are times in which I have been just like Peter, and I have boasted, and I've been dramatic, and I've even denied the importance of my faith. On and on it goes as you read through God's Word, His seed, and there can be growth in our faith upon the reading and the studying and the living it. How about the first time that you realized that Jesus was more than just a great prophet or a great teacher, that indeed the importance and everything you know about God turns on seeing Jesus as a Christian, seeing Jesus as the Son of the Most High, the Son of God? He becomes everything, not just a great teacher. It's no mistake that you and I are here this morning. A sower planted a seed, and sometimes we get it. Those are the times the word takes root. And you see, this means that Jesus really did believe in those who followed him. He believes in people. He believes in you. That if you unstop your ears, the seed will multiply and grow in your life no matter how much opposition there is, and you will grow in faith. That's the good news of this parable. Ah, you say, but Pastor, there, the church, the place of worship, it is so tame. It is so unprepared for the challenges that our world faces. In people's minds, they're so rigid. People are so unimaginative in our day and time. And Jesus says to us, have courage. The seed is being scattered, and there will be a harvest 100 times or 60-fold or 30-fold. And that's why in Jesus' parable, it's really asking the question this morning, what kind of soil are you? Well, this is the parable of the sower and the seeds and the soil. Do you get it? Amen.